Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Build weapons of mass death, stop them. As the Bible teaches us, when someone comes to kill you, rise and act first. This is exactly what Israel has done today. We have risen like lions to defend ourselves.
Benjamin Netanyahu, in his speech yesterday after the first round of hits against Iran, and we've got Alex Hogan from Fox News giving us a few minutes right now after a long night of reporting on what's going on there. Alex, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. So it was about 3 a.m. local time here when sirens woke up much of the country, alerting people to get to shelter because of this attack that Israel launched, called a preemptive strike on Israel or Iran's nuclear capabilities. Right now, what we're seeing, sirens are blaring in the northern part of Israel because of incoming projectiles. Iran today also launched as many as 100 drones in retaliation after all of this. None of those so far have reached the country. But to rewind a little bit and give your listeners a look into what has taken place over the last roughly 12 hours, Israel carried out this extensive operation. It began overnight, again, to target Iran's nuclear facilities. Israel says it used more than 200 aircraft to target hundreds of sites across Iran today. There were multiple explosions heard at Iran's Natanz nuclear power facility. That's one of the largest sites that enriches uranium. The International Atomic Energy Agency says that there has not been an increase in radiation levels there. There's some disputes right now between Iran and Israel as to the extent of damage there, but there is no doubt this has been a major surprise attack that's not only targeted the nuclear capabilities across the country, but it's targeted military commanders as well. The IDF says that most of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps high command was killed while gathering in an underground headquarters. We know that several of the highest ranking military commanders have also been killed. These strikes also targeted nuclear scientists. We know as many as six of them were killed. And these are numbers that we do expect to rise in the coming hours as we get more details as to how successful this was in terms of Iran or Israel's goals of striking Iran. Iranian media reporting that as many as 80 people are dead and more than 320 have been wounded.
Wow. It's been pretty amazing to watch. I thought I saw a headline banner on Fox earlier where it said that Benjamin Netanyahu said this could be a 2-week campaign. So they've got more of these attacks planned?
Yes, this is far from over. We know that Iran is expecting to retaliate even further. They claim that these 100 drones that they sent was just an attempt to see how Israel responds responded to that. That was not the full retaliation. We also know that Israel says this is not over, that they are going to continue to try to strike Iran's nuclear capabilities, as well as high-ranking officials within the Iranian regime. So the IDF has told people to brace. This could last for days. And as you mentioned, there is a widespread belief that it could go on much longer than just the weekend.
Wow. Alex Hogan with us from Fox News. Now, I have a friend who happens to be in Jerusalem right now. Went there on a sightseeing trip, and his text message to me this morning was, we feel safe here, but our concern is how we're going to get out of here. I would imagine, are the airports shut down, Alex?
Absolutely. That's going to be a big concern in the days to come, not only for people trying to leave the country, but Israelis trying to get home to the country. The airspace has been closed, and airports are closed as well. Flights have all been grounded and canceled. So, as you mentioned, for people who are here, Israelis trying to get out, tourists, foreigners, Americans who are here on the ground, they will not be able to leave until the airspace has been reopened and the airport reopens as well. Of course, you can imagine, like any issue at any airport around the world, when there is a closure, there is a tremendous number of flights that are on backlog. So getting out just becomes a nightmare of trying to schedule that. For now, people will have to stay put. There at least is a sigh of relief that for most Israelis and people who are here today, that there is a comfort level knowing that those drones were intercepted, that people can go a little bit further away from their shelters than they were for the initial hours of this morning, wondering what the Iranian response was going to be like and how Israel will handle that. We are seeing some more people starting to come out, walk around, go out and about. It's different than what it was like earlier this morning when people were quickly running to the grocery store to stock up on food and water, not knowing what the hours and days would bring.
Wow. Alex, one final question here, and I don't know if this is beyond the scope of what you've been reporting on this morning, but I saw where the president had put out a statement that they're still hopeful that Iran might come back to the negotiating table. I mean, that seems hard to believe after what just happened.
Absolutely. So there is going to be inevitably a tremendous amount of pressure globally for the region to de-escalate tensions. U.S. President Donald Trump, as you mentioned, he urged Iran today to strike a deal with Washington, even though he posted on Truth Social that, you know, Iran had the ability to accept a deal and it didn't. But again, today he said that if Tehran does not strike a deal with Washington on its nuclear program, that things are only going to get worse. So we'll have to see in the hours and days to come how Tehran responds to that. It is also worth noting that even though Washington says it was not involved in these strikes, Iran's foreign ministry fired back, claiming that this would not have been carried out without the coordination and approval of the U.S. No word on that from the U.S., of course. They say that they were not involved in these strikes, but whether or not Iran will believe that in the future, that remains to be seen.
Yeah, great question. Alex, great reporting over there. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, great to get her on here. I asked for her early this morning, hoping that maybe we could get a report out of Israel this morning and what it must be like. So people are getting the imagine this being your life. The air raid sirens have been going on and off all night as these drones have come in. And these poor folks, right now, you can hear the birds chirping in the background. She was clearly outside. People are starting to come out of their homes and venture out from their bomb shelters. But for the most part, they've got to stay fairly close to home in case the sirens go off again. That's just such a foreign concept to anybody around here.
It's frightening.
It is frightening. Imagine if we lived here in St. Louis and somebody in East St. Louis kept lobbing bombs across the river into downtown. It's just crazy.
Well, maybe here the air sirens wouldn't go off.
Oh, good point, Scott Jagow. It's always a risk. All right, we're going to be back in a few minutes. We'll talk to Michael Steinberg when we return.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.